Pope Francis has also been praying for victims of a collision between a cargo ship and a ferry in the Philippines that has left at least 31 people dead and about 170 missing. Alistair Wanklin has the latest on that story.
The ferry was approaching the port of Cebu in the central Philippines when it collided with a cargo ship heading the other way. It was after dark and the ferry sank within 30 minutes. The Philippines Transport Secretary says there were more than 800 crew and passengers aboard the ferry. The figure includes dozens of infants. Many passengers are said to have been asleep at the time of the collision. It happened about 2 kilometres offshore. Fishing boats joined the Coast Guard in pulling survivors from the water. And when daylight broke, many life rafts were seen still floating near the cargo vessel, which itself did not sink. Officials said some survivors could still be aboard the sunken ferry, caught inside in air pockets. Divers have been going down, but early exploration recovered only bodies. The sunken ship, the Thomas Aquinas, was a roll-on, roll-off type ferry running a regular route within the Philippines. The Transport Secretary says it was struck on its right-hand side, an indication, analysts said, that it may have failed to give way to the approaching cargo vessel, as is required in those circumstances under the International Maritime Rule of the Road. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin reporting.